heaven.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. It is Monday, August 13th, 2012. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And follow me on my Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. It's the picture from the New York Times. Or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. And again, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Love new callers. If we can get you in, we'll take you on. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others a measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Interesting. I seen a couple things at the end of last week where I needed to share it with you real quick. They took a poll online because Obama was out there saying, no, the American people are for amnesty for illegal immigrants. Obama said, man, the American people are for illegal immigrants. Amnesty. Really? So during this poll, you got to always ask, where are these polls being taken? During this poll, I noticed that at that point, during this poll, there was 1,197 people that actually took the poll. Only 1% agreed with Obama. 1%. The rest of them all said no. So I'm curious. Online polls are awesome because you actually get to see the fruit of the poll right on the spot, the results. 1,197 people had taken the poll at this particular time because Obama's saying the American people are for illegal immigration, amnesty. In other words, giving them a pass to come into the United States. No, he's just looking for voters. But what we found that out of the 1,197 people that took the poll, only 1% agreed with Obama. 1%. I'm trying to figure out where he's getting his information from. Where do you think he's getting his information from? I don't know. But just keep in mind, too, this is the guy just on Friday that was in Washington, D.C., who said that an attack at the Sikh temple, or the Sikh temple, I'm sorry, in Wisconsin, is an assault on religious faith and has no place in the United States. Isn't it interesting, folks? I was talking to the crew about this a little bit earlier. Isn't it interesting that after these attacks just recently, the attackers just happen to have the weapons that the UNers are looking for to ban? Has anybody thought that through? Isn't it interesting? The Sikh temple, eyewitnesses, I read off on Friday, all four of them seen, the eyewitnesses, all four of the eyewitnesses that I read off, actually seen four shooters. Then the cops changed the story that the alleged shooter, the mass assassin is really what he was, now he killed himself rather than being shot by a cop. How could they make such a big blunder like that? And then if you go back to Aurora, Colorado, he just happened to have the right weapons, too, that they were looking to ban. Isn't that interesting? Remember eyewitnesses right after the theater shooting, right after the Batman premiere, were saying there was more than just James Holmes? And the smoke, when it was in the theater, it came from a different direction, which couldn't have came from Holmes. And then he was on the phone, and he was actually waiting for someone to come in. He was going towards the door. All the eyewitnesses said there was more than one shooter. But now all of a sudden, this little scholarly student, Mr. James Holmes, is now mentally ill, and they're doing a media blackout on him. In other words, you can't talk to James Holmes. What a convenient rule indeed. But let me go back to my point with President Barack Hussein Obama. He says an attack on Sikh temple in Wisconsin is an assault on religious faith. Look what he correlated with it, folks, from the White House last Friday. He says such an attack is an attack on the freedom of all Americans. He says no American should ever have to fear worshiping in public. Listen carefully. Obama spoke at the White House dinner he hosted Friday night to celebrate the Islamic holy month of Ramadan. Are you listening to what he just told on himself, friends? He's just hoping, that nobody looks no further than what he says. But if you look just into what he says, you can see there's a complete contradiction going on. Obama spoke at White House dinner he hosted Friday night to celebrate the Islamic holy month of Ramadan. This is the guy that shuns Christianity at every point. Oh, by the way, during this dinner, Obama singled out Huma Abedin, an aide to Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton, who is Muslim, who is Muslim representative Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota, has alleged that the Abedin has a family tie to the Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood. He's pointing his guns at Michelle Bachmann, doing the exact opposite of what he just said has no place in America. Because Michelle Bachmann is calling into question the Abedin family and its ties to the Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood. Keep in mind, this is coming from Obama in the White House hosting this last Friday the celebration of the Islamic holy month of Ramadan. Obama called the one that Michelle Bachmann is putting into question. He's trying to get the American people to put Michelle Bachmann in question rather than the one that has ties to the Islamic the Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood. Obama called Abedin an American patriot as an example of what we need in this country. What is he doing, friends? You have to pay attention to how communists rule. They do it through deception. Because if it wasn't through deception, if he told you the truth, he wouldn't be your president. Folks, you got Bradley with the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to come right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. I'm going to hit some highlights here. 1-877-807-9977.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. www.thesonsofliberty.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you getting, folks, what I'm saying here? To this report, President Barack, who's saying Obama says an attack at Sikh temple in Wisconsin is an assault on religious faith and has no place in the United States. Then he goes over and he starts talking about the Abedin family, Huma Abedin, an aide to Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton, who is Muslim. She's a Muslim. Keep in mind, Obama, at a dinner at the White House, posted Friday night to celebrate the Islamic holy month of Ramadan. But what's interesting is he puts Michelle Bachmann in the same category as the Sikh temple assassin. Because he vindicates the Abedin family, who has family ties to the Egyptians Muslim Brotherhood. And then he puts Michelle Bachmann in the same category as the Sikh temple murderer. Because they're saying that the Sikh temple murderer did it for religious reasons. And he's saying that Michelle Bachmann is doing the same thing to the Abedin family here, who again has Muslim ties to the Brotherhood. It's absolutely incredible, friends. And then Obama, instead of calling Michelle Bachmann a patriot, he calls Abedin family, and this particular individual, Huma Abedin, an American patriot, as an example of what we need in this country. You better pay attention to that, friends. You better pay attention to that. He is using this through political maneuverment, through his words and deception. He's putting at odds who those that are really the patriots in this country, and then putting in question. He's putting them at odds with the American people through deceptive measures. And then he's taking the ones that are called suspect to the patriots as the ones that are the patriots. This individual, folks, knows exactly what he's doing. You need to understand that. You need to understand that. By the way, folks, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, go to the SOL media page. There's a button on that page, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go ahead and click on that button and check up these check up on these articles that we just posted. What Dictators Knew, that's on the front of InfoWars right now by yours truly. We're also on Conservative Alert Network. You can check that one out. We got another article out there, WND, WorldNet Daily, and Genesis Communication Networks. Got articles on all four pages today. Go ahead and check them out. By the way, ISSA, another article, ISSA says Holder lawsuit to be filed on Monday. ISSA is still going after Holder, and rightly so. And then Obama at Iftar dinner, of all rights we hold sacred, foremost is freedom of religion. Folks, when he says that, he's doing the exact opposite. Those are all posted on the Sons of Liberty Media website. I'm sorry, Jake. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Sorry, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Go to the button, SOL Media, and check it out. We got Brent in Long Beach. You got Bradley. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
How you doing, Bradley?
I'm doing good, man.
The Bible says don't just be a hearer of the word, be a doer of the word, you know?
Amen.
You
got to
figure out what side your bread's buttered on, you know? I go out there, I post up flyers for you all, InfoWars and Pastor Bush. And, you know, I was listening to Richard Mack on the program talking about being a doer and the constitutional sheriff. So I took the time to call all the sheriff's departments in Southern California and leave a message about that convention. And I don't think it's that people don't know what's going on. I think it's just how do you get them to turn off Time Warner Cable and to mobilize against injustice? Because it's more convenient to just let the communists rule over you, you know?
What your effort. You're exactly right, Brent. I mean, I've shouted that from the rooftops over here 150 times. Evil prevails because good men do nothing, and that's exactly what we're up against.
Oh, yeah, and how do you get the church? I mean, most of them are nonprofit, 501c3, you-know-what houses. And I took some flyers from wakethechurch.com to them and stuck them in their offering thing. And how do you get the church to preach justice and mercy, not just Jesus is a vending machine, health, wealth, and prosperity? Because
They've
led a lot of people to die, Bradley, and it's...
Let me answer that, Brent. I was just talking to somebody today. I was talking to a girl that's 20-some years old. She's pregnant again. Her boyfriend's in jail. He's a criminal. Just hang on a second. I'm gonna point you out to as to what I'm saying here. What's interesting is she's seen all the hypocrisy in the church. And when I was talking to her, I said, listen, you are complaining about what you see in the church in America today, but I said, now you're part of the problem. I said, you got to keep in mind that nobody pointed out the hypocrisy in the church more than Jesus Christ himself did. And I said, now you're complaining about the church, and now you are a part of the problem rather than being a part of the answer. I said, the difference between me and you, young lady, is the fact that I see the problem, but I'm bringing an answer to the problem by correcting the problem. And instead of the American people taking responsibility, you're right. They got the remote control in their hand, and they don't want to be moved. And that's really where we're at today.
You know what the wild thing is? It says in Romans 13 that leadership isn't a terror to good works, but to injustice and stuff. It works the same way. Jesus was a terror to the Pharisees that did bad things.
That's right.
And he was, if anyone's a rebel, Jesus was a rebel. But he was a rebel for justice, not corruption, you know?
Amen.
And now the church likes to censor when it's convenient. They're afraid they're going to lose their license in the offering tray and sort of lose the soul of their flock.
And that's where we're at. And guess who's talking about that? The younger generation's talking about that, Brent. Nobody else is, because we have to deal with basically what's been thrown to us. And we have to respond.
Well, the good old boys are sitting on their couch with their pension and their retirement community playing golf. Well, mess us and our future. You know, we just have to live here when the UN tries to make us communist Zionist, you know?
Gotcha.
We just have to deal. You know, forget that. They'll be dead soon. They don't have to deal with what we're going to have to deal with.
Gotcha. Hey, Heather's going to pick you up. Brent, thank you for your phone call. Got a lot to talk about today. Thank you for your call again. Brent out of Long Beach, California. Now, listen, I also wanted to add on to what Brent was talking about. If you look at Romans 13, you have to be careful, friends, especially Christians. Be careful of the chapter breaks. At the end of 12:21, Romans 12, it says, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Now listen to what's next. The next scripture in line is this. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. Did you hear the preceding verse? Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Most people will forget that. And most people, when they highlight that text, Romans 13, they forget to bring the preceding text in because of the chapter break. So be careful of chapter breaks, folks, when you're reading the Bible, because you'll catch on real quick that a lot of times they're breaking up in context what the Lord is saying and what the Spirit of God is saying through Scripture. So anyways, I wanted to highlight that and share that with you. What Brent was basically saying is this in a nutshell. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me from the faith. It destroys my soul. It leads me into the path of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of the Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruption, for the TV is with me. It's cable and it's remote control. They comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over, and surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. That's the modern day version of Psalm 23. Keep in mind, friends, David said, the same man that wrote that by the Spirit of God, Psalm 23, he said, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. If you are a Christian, you have no business watching that filthy, shark-infested water called the television set. Nothing good about it, friends. Absolutely nothing good about it. Do your homework. Go back to the foundations of our country so you can bring about change to our country. We don't want the new thing. We want the old thing. Let me get back onto course here. Former Penn State president gets government job. Graham Spanier, who resigned from his position at Penn State. Folks, did I not tell you a couple months ago this is exactly what was going to happen? They're going to deliver up the guys that have been busted in the light of day through the media, but they're going to protect the ones that are behind closed doors. Graham Spanier, who resigned from his position at Penn State last fall in the midst of the sex abuse scandal, now has a job working for a top secret federal agency, according to his lawyer. Folks, what did I tell you was going to happen? What did I tell you this administration does? They commit crime and then they're promoted in your government. As Brent said, because the good people do nothing. An internal investigation conducted by former FBI Director Louis Freeh, who just happened to be the same director for none other than, guess what, the Oklahoma City bombing in Waco, Texas. You have the fox in the chicken coop, friends. He's there to cover up Jerry Sandusky's crimes. Spanier's attorney says that the federal government conducted his re-review of his security clearance in light of his role in the Sandusky case, and nevertheless reaffirmed his, listen to this carefully, friends. This is your government talking about a criminal that was just busted for a child pedophile ring. His trustworthiness. He's being promoted, folks, because of his trustworthiness. Folks, it's time to deal with these people. Be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Now, what I'm going to do here really quick, friends, I've been trying to get a hold of Westboro Baptist Church. And I'm going to ask them the question, why are you using the slogan, God hates fags, when Christ came to save sinners from their sin? Where's the redemption in their message? The other thing I want to talk to them about is, where's the redemption in your message, as I just said? And where do you justify in Scripture to protest our military? I'm just curious. Now, if I hear somebody out there saying right now, listen, brother, you know, our military has no business over there policing the world. You're exactly right. They have no business. It's unconstitutional. I totally agree with you. But the question is, to be in the military is honorable. To serve in the military is honorable, friends. I come from a military family. And if it wasn't for my military family, you wouldn't have the freedom that you have right now. If you have a problem with your young people in the military, serving in unconstitutional wars, that's where you're supposed to protest your government. When they swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America, so help me God, well, they're doing that. But when it becomes unconstitutional, then you have to do your job as they're being deployed into policing the world for the most part, because that's exactly what they're doing. It's the American people's responsibility to make sure that where they're sent is constitutional, not unconstitutional. You're sitting there blaming for the military for doing their job, some of you, when in fact they're only doing what they said that they promised that they would do, and that is swear to uphold the oath, their oath. And what is that? The magnifying of our laws, the Constitution of the United States. So don't complain about our military. So I wanted to ask these people, why is it that you're protesting Scripture? Or I'm sorry, looking at Heather. Why are you protesting our military? Because really what it comes back to is, if Westboro Baptist Church is complaining about our military, I want to ask them why they're not doing their job by protesting the government that's sending our military to police the world. Okay, it's busy. Yeah. So we're trying to get a hold of Mr. Phelps over there, leader of the Westboro Baptist Church. Everybody's out there just capping on these guys, as Westboro Baptist Church is only inheriting the win. My gosh, guys. If my kid was in the military, and God forbid anybody's kid comes back in a coffin, And you have a bunch of people calling themselves the church, protesting the military. I have a serious problem with that, friends. That's like blaming the baby when it's aborted. Folks, you don't do that. The person that got pregnant needs to take responsibility by listening to 1 Corinthians 6:9 when Jesus said, no fornicator shall inherit the kingdom of God. Sex before marriage. And what we have is we have Hollywood teaching our kids how to commit the crime, sexual crimes against God. They go out and they partake. They're only doing what they were taught. They get pregnant and then they're taught by that same bureaucracy to kill their baby. Isn't that interesting? Like it's the baby's fault. The baby's murdered for the fault of the parents. And that's exactly what I see going on here with Westboro Baptist Church right now, friends. And the other thing, I do want to say this. Why are they using the slogan, Westboro Baptist Church? Why are they using the slogan, God hates fags? Well, I want to ask them. I want to talk to them and ask them the question. God is angry with sinners all day long. He's angry with the wicked all day long. Okay, read Psalm 7, Psalm 11. It's not just homosexuals, it's adulterers, it's fornicators, those that steal, lie, covet, those that have other gods, those that created God to suit their own sin, those that take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. So it's not just the homosexuals, it's sinners in general. So I want to ask the question why God just hates fags, and he's not like as if to say that scripture doesn't say that God's angry at everybody that commits sins. Yes, the Bible does say he hates the workers of iniquity, lawlessness. Yes, he does. But that's those that violate the moral law of God, all of them, not just one group of people. And the thing that really bothers me about Westboro Baptist Church, just so you know, where's the redemption in Jesus Christ? Listen, I'm harsh. If you listen to this radio program, I'm always going after those in the homosexual community and otherwise heterosexual community that are laying for our kids. You go after the kids, you better be careful as to what you're aiming for before you commit the act, friend. You better be careful of your thoughts. The Bible says that you're accountable for every thought, every idle thought, and every idle word. We're to take every thought captive and make it obedient unto the word of Christ before it becomes an act. Right? And so in saying that, I think it's important for people to understand that Jesus said, if you offend one of these little ones, it's better for you to take a millstone and wrap it around your neck and throw yourself into the sea than to offend one of these little ones. I'm not just talking about the homosexual communities. I'm talking about the heterosexual communities. I'm protecting the youth at large, the young people at large, and those that don't have the knowledge between right and wrong at large. They need to be educated. But I'll tell you what, there is lines with God, friends, now that I'm talking about that. When you begin to lay for the kids like this Sandusky situation that I was talking about right before the break, I'm telling you what, you got people that are covering up crimes for pedophiles. I'm telling you what, you, sir, Mr. FBI criminal investigator, you better understand what you're covering up, friends, because God doesn't play with that. You start touching them little innocent babies, oh my goodness, you're asking for God to bring, you're daring God's justice, Louis Free. And by the way, this is the same guy, as I said a couple months ago, talking about the Sandusky case now, this FBI investigator, Louis Free, he was the same one that was the fox in the chicken coon with Waco, Texas, as well as with the Oklahoma City bombing. Well, what did you expect to come out of this investigation? Well, you see, Jerry Sandusky was the only one. No, he wasn't. Listen to this. Both the FBI and Criminal Investigative Division of the United States Postal Service are looking into the possible, existence of a pedophile ring, just like I told you, friends, that involves Sandusky sharing boys with other men connected to Penn State. Sandusky was recently convicted on 45 counts of child sexual abuse. So what do? They got to get someone in there to control the investigation so you don't get the higher-ups that were a part of the Sandusky ring. Investigators have interviewed at least one man who claims to have knowledge of Sandusky and a very prominent man with strong ties to Penn State, both sexually abusing a boy. Can you tell me what Mr. Bush said, please? Now, if you know of anything about the Franklin cover-up, we've talked about that before as well. when kids were being taken out of orphanages, Boys Town in Nebraska, the priests were actually selling the boys into prostitution to pedophiles in Washington, D.C. This has been affirmed over and over and over again. It's called, go online, friends, it's called the conspiracy of silence. The names that came up during that investigation are incredible. But once you begin to understand what pedophiles do and who they are, they're devils incarnate is what they are. They've seared their conscience to no end. They are daring justice and the justice of God. And let me remind you, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his back. That's like putting your foot, spitting against heaven and putting your foot on a banana peel and hell is right next to you. That's what these people are doing. George W. Bush said to Congress, friends, he called the second mile a point of light in 1990. Anybody think that's a little suspicious? Oh, I'm sorry. George H.W. Bush, Daddy Bush. Interesting. In 1990, George H.W. Bush called the second mile a point of light. But just forget about what's going on in the Pentagon right now, the 5,000 people that were busted for child pornography, and the DOJ is too busy to go and investigate through an ICE investigation. This was uncovered. Wow. Forget about the facts, friends. So much for Sandusky. We all know he's going down. But you have Mr. Louis Frey, and they're making sure that the people in the higher-ups that were using the boys along with Sandusky aren't uncovered. And I guarantee you there's a lot of threats going on right now. But you know what? God bless them families that are coming forward. And even Sandusky's kid himself came forward and said, listen, my stepdad or my adopted father violated me as well. Folks, I told you all of this months ago. And I told you they were going to try to cover this up. And it was a lot bigger than just Jerry Sandusky. He's just the pawn that's going, he's the fall guy right now. So, anyways, in saying that, there you have it. And just forget about what's going on in public schools through the NEA. Trying to, you know, they got a drag queen caucus now. You guys all know who Rudy Giuliani is, right? It's interesting that we have conservatives out there that are too stupid to open up their eyes. Mr. Rudy Giuliani, Giuliano, whatever you want to call him. I suppose that's an Italiano tongue. Folks, did you guys all forget about Mr. Giuliani in Fox, by the way? Sean Hannity has him on. These people need to open up their eyes. He's the guy that dresses as a drag queen and marches in the gay parades with all the conservatives, friends. Folks, you have a people, as I said earlier, that are daring the justice of God. And I'll tell you what, they are daring the justice of dads and moms across this country, boy. And I'm telling you what, I've said this before and I'll say it again. The people I know, you touch their kids, you don't even have to worry about calling the cops. And we just seen recently in Texas, that little man, or that man that killed the individual that was molesting his daughter. And the just judge said, no, he's justified. Amen. See, when you let these pedophiles know, and you know, let me tell you this too. I have a friend that's an investigator in the state of Minnesota here. He said, Bradley, pedophiles cannot be rehabilitated. He said they've crossed lines, Bradley. He said they're the nicest people in the world, but don't ever turn your back on them. But you have a government system, a criminal justice system in this country that rehabilitates these people that are not rehabilitated? Or a bull? Letting them loose again? And but don't worry about it. You can go online and just find out where they've been released. They might be in your community. Folks, you got Bradley with the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to come right back. I'm going to talk about the first prayer of the Continental Congress in 1774. It is awesome stuff. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Wow, I got to get the hang of this guy. Sorry about that. Okay, here we go. Folks, stories posted on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to the button SOL Media. You can also go on Facebook, the Sons of Liberty. But the Sons of Liberty, it has a patriot with red, white, and blue on him. Okay? So just so you make sure you get the right guy. The Sons of Liberty on Facebook. And you can also check out new articles, folks. We're up on InfoWar, Alex Jones's site right now. We're on the front page. Scroll in. Second ad. It's called What Dictators Knew. And it's talking about the young vote. You can also go to Conservative Action Alert. Got a brand new article up there. World Net Daily. You can check that one out as well. And you can also go to Genesis Communication Network, where posted our articles. So, folks, we're making news. But we're also picking and choosing as to what matters in our country right now. And I think it's a grave mistake for those that are promulgating news or proclaiming news out there to continuously inundate people with so much information without bringing resolves to the problems that we have in our country. That's why I continuously come back to the Sandusky situation, the situation with Fast and Furious, because it's important, folks, that we bring about resolve. And we're being in folks, here's the common sense of all of this, is that once we deal with these two issues and bring forth judgment, and they realize that the American people are not going to deal with their corruption, what you're going to see is you're going to see the stories fade away, because the government's going to understand that you're not going to tolerate any corruption whatsoever in their government. Do you remember what Thomas Jefferson said? Those that fear the government, you have tyranny. And where the government fears the people, you have freedom. That's exactly right. It's a filial fear. It's a love for your country, friends. It's not weird. But again, if you'd like to go online, check us out. Do. I want to hit this prayer, the first prayer of the Continental Congress in 1774, because again, as I always say, friends, it's one thing to tell you the problem, it's another thing to give you the answer. And our forefathers gave us the answer. They dealt with the tyrant. Read the Declaration of Independence with all of its usurpations. This is the prayer. By the way, it was derived from Psalm 35. You ready for this? This is awesome stuff. First prayer of the Continental Congress, 1774. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, high and mighty King of kings and Lord of lords, who dost, they're using King James Version, who dost from thy throne behold all the dwellers on the earth and reignest with supreme power and uncontrolled over all the kingdoms, empires, and governments. Look down in mercy, we beseech thee, on these our American states, who have fled to thee from the rod of the oppressor and thrown themselves on thy gracious protection, desiring to be henceforth dependent only on thee. To thee have they appealed for the righteousness of their cause. To do thee, they now look up for that countenance and support which thou alone can give. Take them, therefore, Heavenly Father, under thy nurturing care. Give them wisdom and counsel and valor in the field. Defeat the malicious designs of our cruel adversaries. Convince them of their unrighteousness and of their unrighteous cause. And if they persist in their sanguinary purposes of unerring justice sounding in their hearts, constrain them to drop the weapons of war from their unnerved hands in the day of battle. Be thou present, O God of wisdom, and direct the counsels of this honorable assembly. Enable them to settle things on the best and surest foundation, that the scene of blood may speedily be closed, that order, harmony, and peace may be effectually restored, and truth and justice, religion and piety prevail and flourish among the people. Preserve the health of their bodies and vigor of their minds. Shower down on them millions they have here present, such temporal blessings as thou seest expedient for them in this world, and crown them with everlasting glory in the world to come. All this we ask in the name and through the merits of, you ready for this, my Christian friends, my patriot friends, and my conservative friends? All this we ask in the name and through the merits of Jesus Christ, thy Son and our Savior. Amen. Oh, my goodness, this is a Reverend Jacob Duché, rector of the Church Christ of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, September 7th, 1774, 9 a.m. in the morning. Wow. All right, just wanted to put your feet back upon the rock. All right, how much time do we have left on the show? Folks, check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to call in real quick, 1-877-807-9977. Okay, good. I wanted to talk about the communist goals of 1958, and maybe what I'll do is start this up tomorrow because it's pretty relevant as to what's going on in your country today. Crazy stuff, friends. Stinking thinking. 1958, communist goals. That's what we're going to talk about tomorrow. We'll talk about that because that's some pretty important stuff. Boy, I'm really kind of sprinkling salt on the tongues of the people right now. Well, Bradley, what does it say? All right. I'll start just a little bit of it today, okay? So don't get mad at me if all of a sudden in the center of it I got to say, that's it, friends. I got a question for you guys out there. You guys too in the back behind the window there. Why do cows have bells? I'm just curious. You guys know? I heard this yesterday. I don't know why they have bells. Because their horns don't work. Hey, guys. Their bells don't work. Their bells don't work. That is so bad. Folks, I know what I said. You're saying, well, Bradley, you just said, why do cows have bells? And I said, because their horns don't work. And now I'm sitting there saying, because their bells don't work. No, it's because their horns don't work. But I was just telling the girls during the break here, the producer, And she who answers the phone, that looks like the other guy's mom. I was on a radio program. You guys have probably heard of this guy. His name is Man Cow. Dude, I mean, and I'm not even bringing in Man Cow because it correlates with, you know, why do cows have bells? Because their horns don't work. You know, I didn't even think about it. See how this just all falls into place every show? But I did his radio show. And I just thought to myself, where in the heck are you at, dude? I'm completely lost, Man Cow. The other question that I have, Man Cow, is where did you come up with the name Man Cow? And see, this all started from me just simply asking the question to the girls behind the window here and all my listeners. Why do cows have bells? Well, let me tell you why they have bells. Because their horns don't work. Right? No, but just think about that. Wow, I mean, that's just like, and then I brought that from, just this is how smart, this is how it works in this place. Line upon line, precept upon precept. And I go from, the cow has a bell because his horns don't work, to Man Cow. And then all of a sudden, these eighth graders behind the glass, I'm sorry guys, I didn't mean to call you guys eighth graders. They put up on the board for me, what do you call a cow that won't give milk? I mean, how childish to go from why does a cow have a bell because his horns don't work to I was on a radio program with Man Cow out of Chicago, and I was totally lost on his radio show. It's like, dude, let me finish saying what I want to say. Your thought life, he's changing constantly. Topics. By the way, MTV generation friends, just so you know. Go tell some people around you today that you learned something. They'll think you're smart. Did you know that the young people that watch MTV, that their train of thought is set on 7-second increments? That means it's changing all the time. Well, Man Cow was doing that to me. And I got a quick... No, keep that up there. I got a quick thought process, and I change a lot. But I have three different thoughts going through my head constantly to add on to what I just got done saying. Some people say, well, Bradley, I just don't get it. Read Zechariah. That godly prophet of God, he's constantly changing topics. You read the book of Psalms, you see it happen all the time, too. I think a lot of times people can't follow, but the person speaking, such as myself, and probably with Man Cow in Chicago, too, he knew exactly where he was going, and he knew what his outcome was. And sometimes you just got to keep leading down that road until you come to a resolve or a conclusion. But now I bet everybody's trying to figure out, what do you get from a... No! What do you call a cow that won't give milk? Well, let me give you the answer. A milk dud. A milk dud, friends. Or what do you get from a pampered cow? What do you get from a pampered cow, friends? Spoiled. You don't want to drink his milk. It's just that bad. No, in all sincerity, friends, I was on Man Cow's show a couple weeks ago, and he totally lost me in his train of thought. It's like, dude, where are you at? And I probably just did that to some of you guys today. And that's why I did it, because I want you to leave thinking that I'm smarter than you, when in fact I'm not. I just love you enough to tell you the truth all the time. 1 John 3:18, check us out, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We will listen, you'll listen to me in 23 hours. We're going to talk about the communist goals of 19...
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.